Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Maddie A.
Welcome into today's show. I got a great one for you on why nice guys, or if you're one of my badass ladies out there, why nice guys and girls don't finish last. And we're going to talk about why in today's episode. But if you guys are not subscribed to the Millionaire Mindcast yet, please hit that subscribe button on whatever podcasting platform you enjoy listening to this on. Or we are now hosting all of these videos on YouTube. So if you go over to Matt Aitchison, type in Millionaire Mindcast, you will see all of the interviews, the Wealth Building Wednesdays, the Friday Food for Thoughts with me on YouTube. Hit that subscribe button, drop me a comment, give it a thumbs up, or leave a review. One of two things. If you get any value from anything that we talk about on the show, is to either share this with somebody that can gain some value from it, that it can shift some way of thinking or acting for them in their life, or leave a review in iTunes or whatever podcasting platform you're listening to this on so we can continue spreading this message. Today's review spotlight shout out is to my man, Chad Panton. Brother, thank you so much for reaching out and for sharing how the impact of this show has made a difference in your entrepreneurial journey in your world. This is why I do it. This is why I love you guys so much. And if you want to be featured on the show, all you have to do is leave me a review, tag me on social media, shoot me a direct message so I know that you went ahead and did that. With that being said, as you can see here, at least if you're watching this on YouTube, we got the Rich Life Planner launched. It is available at www.therichlifestore.com. We got some amazing gear and swag for entrepreneurs as well, the cash flow sweatshirts, all kinds of cool stuff. So be sure to check out therichlifestore.com. But with that being said, let's dig into today's episode. Let's continue that march to a million and beyond right after this quick message. Hey guys, if you are someone who considers themselves a high achiever, but you often find yourself really busy, while those important tasks get procrastinated on or pushed off, then the Rich Life Planner is the perfect productivity tool for you. This planner was specifically designed to help you plan out your top goals, to build better habits, and to track your progress and growth all in one place. If you are ready to unlock new levels of success in 2020, head over to therichlifestore.com and grab yours today. So we've all heard that nice guys finish last. And that is such an outdated statement, especially in the world we now live in today, where there's just a lot of people that are mean and that are naysayers and are negative and are keyboard warriors and are trolls and just like to rip other people down. And I gotta say that the people that I see winning at the highest level are the people that are doing the complete opposite of that. And what a lot of people think, you know, nice guys finish last means is that, you know, if you are that person, you're a people pleaser, you get walked all over, or you don't have a backbone, or you're seen as weak. Oftentimes I used to think, you know, those are the people that avoid tough decisions or tough conversations or conforming or trying to fit in. And that just isn't the truth. Here's my belief. When it comes to treating others with respect, when it comes to giving kindness, when it comes to encouraging, to being a great leader, those are the people that I believe are the ones who win out in the long term. And if you are someone who thinks that you got to be edgy, or you got to be somebody that you're not, or you got to be this hard, calloused person, that's the only way you're going to win, because this is really an old mentality and it's outdated. And the way our business world works now, as well as our society and interpersonal relationships and interactions work, oftentimes the people who are uplifting others, the people who are treating others with respect, those are the individuals that are finding ways to each other and are doing more business with each other and are creating more experiences and value and opportunity for each other. People are attracted to people that they like and that they feel are nice. I can tell you this much. When I'm around people that are just negative and are, you know, talking trash about other people or just mean or brash, at the end of the day, I don't want to be around them. I don't want to align with them. I don't want to do business with them. And don't get me wrong, right? I'm not looking for somebody to tell me what I want to hear. You can still be nice and kind and still give constructive feedback, still hold somebody accountable, to uphold a standard that you expect in your life, right? Kindness wins out long term, in my opinion, and we need a whole lot more of it in the world we live in today. And you attract what you are. And if you are somebody who is negative, who is brash, who is, you know, a downer, who is unethical, who is the quote unquote bad boy or bad girl, that's what you're going to attract into your life. And the, you know, more aligned, I just feel like it's more, people are more aligned at their core with, we're just not designed to be mean. We're just not designed to be unethical. We're just not designed to want to tear people down. We want to get the best out of people, but there's a right way of going about that. And kindness doesn't have to equal weakness. Again, you can have clear standards and uphold those standards and get out of people or get out of experiences or get out of opportunities what you desire. Now, of course, you got to know when to unleash the dark side, right? I'm one of the I tell people I am one of the nicest people you will ever meet. But if you do something that I think is unethical or out of integrity or mean or whatever it may be, I will stand up to you. I will call you out on that. I will hold you accountable because that's what I stand for, right? And so knowing what you stand for, you can still be a nice person and not have to sacrifice your core values, your core beliefs to be somebody that you're not, thinking that that's the only way of winning or getting ahead and getting that boyfriend, getting that girlfriend, getting that job, getting that opportunity, getting that big payday, whatever it may be. That doesn't win out long term. And kindness has a really positive effect, not only on the people around you and the opportunities and experiences around you, but scientifically it is proven to have a very positive impact on the brain and on our psychology. Science actually has proven that. And one of the things that I think about too, when it comes to, let's just say in business or really in life in general, there are people who lead by fear and there are people who lead with respect and admiration. And if you're familiar with John Maxwell's five levels of leadership, you have the positional leaders, which are a lot of people who are leading by fear just because they are in the position that they're in or have the title that they have. And again, that does not create massive opportunities. That does not create community and tribe and connection the way people ultimately are seeking deep down inside anyways. They just got some fucked up psychology that somebody told them a long time ago that the only way they're going to be able to get ahead or the only way they're going to be able to get the outcome that they desire is by doing X or Y, by not being nice, not being kind, because those individuals finish last. And that is just an old school mentality that, again, we are becoming much more aware and conscious human beings. And that dynamic is changing, especially for millennial leaders and newer generations. We don't align with that type of thinking anymore. And if you can consistently add value, you're going to create more value for yourself and for your relationships, and it's much more fulfilling than the alternative anyways. And that reciprocates big time. I mean, look at people like Oprah and Ellen and LeBron James and Obama and Keanu Reeves. These are all people that were the nice guys. Now, they're killers when they need to be, but at the end of the day, everybody has nice things to say about them, and the people that don't have nice things to say about them are usually the people that didn't uphold a standard or an expectation. And that is their own fault, and they created that own narrative about those individuals from their own shortcomings, right? So saying nice guys finish last or nice girls finish last, that's very bad advice on all fronts. And in the long-term game of life and business, nice guys will win out. I believe that. That's a stance that I'm going to stay on. And if you can stay assertive in pursuit of your goals, if you can do right by people and treat them with respect, if you can keep your standards high and your expectations high, right? I always say I'm a loving human being, but my standards are not. Still, I can be kind in how I go about upholding those standards, right? Always adding value to others, operating with integrity and ethics, you are going to come out on top. Nice guys do not finish last, and let's spread some more kindness together. So hopefully this was valuable for you guys. If you did gain some value from this and you want to share this positive message, please get it over to a friend, a family member, shoot it out. Be sure to drop a comment if you're watching this on YouTube. Be sure to tag a friend on social media or to leave a review in iTunes. Make sure you subscribe if you haven't subscribed yet. And with that being said, I love you guys. I just want to share my gratitude, some kindness back to you, and say that whatever you are doing right now, whatever you're going through and you're giving it your best, you continue to do that, you're going to win out. And if you don't have somebody around you that's cheering you on, know that I'm cheering you on. And if you need a cheerleader, shoot me a direct message at Official Matty A on Instagram, because that is what this community and this tribe is all about. Supporting the people that are seeking more, that are pursuing more, and are taking action to get that. And if you don't have that tribe and that connection, head over to therichlifeacademy.com and learn more about what we're up to get more connected to people that share in those same beliefs and are taking those same actions that you are. Until next time, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers, my friends. We'll